And this is the word that we announce to you. I refuse to stand here and preach something else beside this word that is right. If I preach to you something that's not right, it was totally out of my ignorance. It was nothing I planned. And I tried to, and I do my best to stay away from ignorance. To be ignorant is, it robs you of God's blessing. And I do my best to get myself educated with the word and know what God is saying, know what the Spirit of God is saying. Amen? Amen. So, this is the word we announce to you. Go right on to the next chapter. First Peter 2:1. Therefore, since the word is right, I want to announce this to you. Therefore, laying aside all malice, see? Get rid of what? All malice, all deceit. What else? Hypocrisy, envy. And what else? All evil speaking. How much evil speaking? You mean I can't talk any evil if I'm going to follow God? If I'm going to prosper? If I'm going to walk in divine health? Listen, what Proverbs said. Psalm, I believe I'm right. I believe this one I want, Psalm 34. I want you to listen to this. This is Psalm 34. I'm going to start at verse 11. I didn't give this to them. They make him put it up or not, but I'm just following what the Spirit of God is saying. Come, ye children. This is verse 11, Psalm 34, 11. So if you want to turn there, you can. Come, ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desires life? How many of you out here desire life? How many? Just a few of you? What the rest of y'all want? What man is he that desires life? And love as many days. Do you want to live long? See, this stuff that's had crept up on the earth, see, it's messing with people thinking, with people's mind. They're trying everything they know to do, but I want to bring you a higher truth. I'm not saying get crazy and start doing all kind of crazy stuff, no. You do what you're supposed to do. Like I told them on prayer line, if the word tells you to do this and do that, that don't mean you don't take a bath. You know you need to take a bath. So you don't stop taking a bath just because you said the word says you do this and do that. No, you have to do the thing. You need to do the thing you need to do in the natural. Amen. So how many of you out here desire life? You love many days. You want to live long. Well, see, you can't let that tongue get out of control. No, you can't do it. So, he said, what man is he that desires life and love his many days? That he may see good. Keep your tongue from evil. You see it? Keep your tongue from what? Evil, and your lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do what? Do good. Seek peace and what? Pursue it. The eyes of the Lord is where? Upon the righteous. And his ears are open to their cry. He will hear your cry. Hallelujah. And so you don't want to talk against God. You don't want to disagree with him. You settle it in your heart. God said it, and that's right. And this is who I'm agreeing with. Circumstances pops up, you resist them, you stand against them, but you keep your agreement with the word. Don't ever give up on the word. Hallelujah. There was stuff when I was going through that stuff I had to resist because the devil talked loud. It's real funny. Real funny. I didn't tell this part, but I'm going to stop and tell it. I was, when they first took me to the emergency room, I stayed in that little room all day. And on that little bed, I thought it was on a piece of tin, but that's all right. And so about 4 o'clock, 4:30 that morning, he said, I'm going to take you, we're going to move you to a room. We're taking you to the fifth floor. And I thought to myself, thought in my mind, that's where they take the people in the hospital. I said, what are they taking me up there for? So I found out they had another section. Amen. So we all laughing, but but anyway, praise the Lord. Amen. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So let's get back to Peter. Let's get back to Peter. Hallelujah. Let's get back to Peter, second chapter. You see how important it is that if you're going to walk in these things, you remember we went through that book on prayer line. By the way, those of you that's not on prayer line, I would encourage you this year to do something about that. Amen. Don't make excuses. It will help you. Those of you that's been coming on, have you been helped? Amen. Have you been helped? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Back to 1 Peter 2:1. I read it again because I want to read down through here. And it's, if y'all can put that back up. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and what? And all evils speaking. Because the Psalm says, here says what? Depart, keep your tongue from evil and lip from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. See, God has given you instruction. If we're going to live prosperous, we're going to live healthy, we're going to walk in these things with God. We have to keep our lips, we have to keep our hearts, and we keep up and not allow those things to be a part of our life. Amen. So let's move on. He said in verse 2, as newborn babe, do what? Desire the sincere milk of the word that you may what? Grow. So you get rid of that stuff and desire the sincere milk of the word. Because he just said in verse 25 what? He said in verse 25 that the word is right. Amen.